This is an MBCT sitting or stationary meditation. To support predictability, the practice will be roughly 40 minutes. So in a moment, you will be invited to move into this practice, exploring various anchors of attention or objects of attention. And for the last few moments of the practice, there'll be an opportunity to open your awareness. So letting go of all anchors, practicing what's known as choiceless awareness or open awareness. And a gentle reminder, the intention of a mindfulness practice is to cultivate awareness moment by moment, with an attitude of kindness and curiosity, adopting a beginner's mind. As you settle in, it might be helpful to look around your environment. Maybe notice if there's any micro adjustments you could make to make the room more conducive to practice. As you look around, you might orient to all the different colors and textures and light in the room. But after you've taken a moment to orient, it may interest you to check in with the form you've chose. So, an invitation to find a form that supports wakefulness. If you're seated, you might sit forward a bit in your chair, maybe having your knees about hip width apart. And if possible, the knee is a little lower than the pelvis. So you could even prop a little blanket up behind you. Perhaps allowing your feet to make contact with the ground. And if you're choosing to lie down, you might want to have your knees bent, feet apart, or some that feels better on the low back. You might notice the placement of your hands, either resting on your body, maybe on the surface nearby. Either seated or lying, it might interest you to gently tuck in your chin, perhaps noticing some length that might create through the back of your neck. And at any time in the practice, you can change your form with an invitation to move mindfully. Perhaps returning back to that original form. Noting if there's any clenching right now in your body, in the muscles of the eyes, the face, jaws, neck, and shoulders. As best you can, perhaps releasing through these areas. And for the practice, you can have your eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter. Whatever feels best for you. So when you're ready, may interest you to allow your primary attention to rest on the touch points between your body and the surface you're resting on for a moment. It might be available to notice your feet, maybe the contact of your back body to a surface. As best you can, starting to note any sensations that arise from those contact points. Now, on an inhale, bringing your attention to the physical sensations of breathing. Might interest you to pick one area or one location where your breath feels most vivid. This might be below the nostrils, experiencing the air coming in and out of that area around the upper lip. Maybe you choose to connect your attention to your throat, your chest, or your abdomen. Maybe it's another area I haven't mentioned. Being aware of the movement of breath as best you can. Full breath in, full breath out. As best you can, anchoring your attention here. When you notice your attention wanders, no big deal. Both essential parts of the practice. With kindness, as you can, escorting back your attention. Resting in awareness with each unfolding breath. This is mindfulness of breath. Even with the intention to focus on the sensations of breathing in the chosen location, you may notice the mind continuously wandering off to thought, to experiencing emotion, maybe noting physical sensations. This is normal. This is what minds do. There's no need to judge this or give yourself a hard time. By noticing the tendencies of the mind, or simply becoming aware of what minds do. Every time you realize this, there's a choice to return to your intentional anchor, in this case, the breath. Noticing perhaps thoughts related to past, to future, to worries or plans, happy thoughts. When you notice this, invite your attention back, time and time again, moment by moment. And if for any reason the breath doesn't feel like a supportive anchor today, you can always opt to go to looking around your room or grounding or sound. You're in charge. And now on the exhale, releasing your primary attention from the physical sensations of breathing. And on the inhale, reestablishing attention on your body, allowing the breath to be in a background. As you bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, you might notice heat or coolness, tingling or vibration, maybe ease or discomfort is known. Perhaps a sensation I haven't named. All sensations are of equal value. These sensations might be on the skin, perhaps a sense of the air traveling over the skin's surface. Perhaps these sensations are deep in your body. All are welcome, all of equal value. And there might not be sensations known right now. Might be a sense of dullness or numbness. So, for this section, as you are invited to anchor your attention on the physical sensations in your body, you might scan through your body. And when a particular sensation captures your attention, you might bring your awareness there, explore and investigate it fully. Recalling there's no need to change or judge the sensations. As best you can, steadying your attention, being present to whatever's showing up in your body right now. This is mindfulness of body sensations. Sometimes you might note sensations to be subtle, sometimes sensations to be strong. As you hold your body in this form, seated or lying, A variety of different sensations may be known right now. What's here right now? Is there tension, stiffness, pain or ease, aches or dullness, sharpness? Maybe it's available to notice tingling or vibration. You might notice if these sensations change or stay the same. Becoming curious if they intensify, lessen, or even leave. This is mindfulness of body sensations. Right now, noticing where is your attention? It's wandered off to thought. No big deal. See if you can draw yourself back. Coming back to any and all sensations known right now in your body. As best you can. Practicing awareness of the pleasant sensations, the unpleasant, and the neutral. And if there's challenging physical sensations known right now, there's options. It might be helpful to label what's happening. Tightness is here. Low back pain, headache, whatever it is. And then if it interests you, you breathe in your nose down into your body as if you could bring the breath right into that area where you feel the challenging sensations. So breathing in, expanding into the area. And exhaling out the nose or the mouth, softening, releasing as best you can from that area. This is how it is. This is how it is right now. Sometimes repeating those words can be helpful. This is how it is right now. are offering a phrase of equanimity. It's okay. It's already here. Let me feel this as best I can. It's okay. It's already here. Let me feel this as best I can. Knowing you can always move out of that area of challenging sensation. You might orient back by looking down at your feet or around the room. You're in charge. And now on the next exhale, releasing your primary tension and sensations in your body. And on the inhale, re-establishing your attention on the anchor of sound. Now allowing sounds to be at the forefront of your awareness. As best you can, becoming curious of the characteristics of the sounds versus thinking about the sounds. These sounds might be very close in the room you're in or even your own body. They might be far away outside. They might be in front of you or behind you. As you continue to bring your attention to hearing, resting your attention moment by moment on the movements of sounds, might interest you to start to note the quality of these sounds. Are they soft or loud, sharp or dull, intermittent or continuous? Are they experienced as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? As best you can, allowing all sounds to be received. Not looking for sound or pushing them away. Allowing your hearing to be open and receptive. This is mindfulness of sounds. Where is your attention? Kindly noting this, it's wandered from listening. Come back. Come back to mindfulness of hearing, perhaps for another moment or so. Come back. Even if you have to return your attention a million times, this is part of the practice, this coming and going from our intended anchor. Come back. Now, when you're ready, releasing the primary attention from sound. And on an inhale, allowing your attention to include thoughts. Thoughts as mental events. So far, you've been invited to anchor your attention on your breath, on your body, to observing sounds. Now, as best you can, bringing the same sense of open, gentle curiosity and attention to thoughts as sensations of the mind or mental events. Seeing each thought as just that. It might be a thought about the past or the future, a planning thought, or a remembering thought. It may be helpful to observe thoughts like passing through the spaciousness of the sky. So each thought being a cloud, passing through the vast luminous space of the mind or the sky. And as you observe these clouds, these thoughts moving through the sky, the mind, you might notice some feel more dense or heavier. Some thoughts stay longer. Perhaps some thoughts move quickly. As best you can, noting the thoughts moving and flowing. And if you find you get caught up, one particular thought drawn into a stream of thoughts, or maybe a compelling story, you could even note thinking, thinking, and then gently return a more open, spacious view of all thoughts coming and going. Open and receptive. Now allowing thoughts to be at the forefront of your awareness. This is mindfulness of thoughts. As you continue to watch thoughts come and go, mental events in the mind, it can be helpful to employ a second analogy for some. If it's helpful, you could also view these thoughts like scenes on a movie screen, coming up into the present moment, into your field of awareness. And then perhaps passing as the next scene rises. Now, on the next out-breath, releasing your primary tension from thoughts, and on in breath, reestablishing your attention on emotions. As you explore mindfulness of thoughts, you might notice some thoughts are neutral, maybe others feel highly charged. Thoughts can be agitated, repetitive, or dull. Maybe there's emotions present like peaceful, calm, fearful, maybe anxiety, anxious or sad or anger, joyful. I'm beginning to note if there's an emotional charge to a specific thought. What are you noticing right now? It's helpful to label, to name it, to claim it. Ah, this is how it is right now. Sadness is here. Anger is present. There might also be sensations related to the emotions and thoughts, clenching, tightness, or bracing, maybe holding in some way. And as best you can, an invitation to breathe in and out of that area, knowing at any time you could choose to orient back to the present moment, room you're in, or your feet, and then perhaps go back in to notice emotion and sensations. Taking care of yourself as best you can. Now, for the final moments of the practice, there's an invitation to practice choiceless awareness or open awareness. For the remaining time, letting go of all anchors of attention, allowing your awareness, your intention to be present, to notice whatever's arising, be that from your body, from sounds, thoughts, or emotions. Thoughts come, being present to them. If sounds present themselves, receiving sound. If body sensations are known, as best you can, experiencing the sensations. If breathing is noticed, noticing breath. Emotions are at the forefront, noticing emotion. As best you can, adopting this curiosity to that which is coming and going in your field of experience. If you get caught up in a particular sensation or thought, you might choose to come back to your breath for a moment. That's a way to steady your attention. And then, when you feel ready, returning to this sense of receptive, open awareness to all experience, whether wanted, unwanted, pleasant or unpleasant, all being known of equal value. As best you can, resting in this state of non-doing with a friendly, warm, kind interest towards your experience, as best you can, for another moment or so. And in a moment or so, the practice will close. It might interest you to bring your attention full circle back to the breath, where you notice sensations of breathing most predominantly today. Or maybe it interests you to look around the room you're in, or listen to sounds. You're in charge. Might interest you to orient to your entire body, from the top of the head to the toes of the feet, the outer layer of skin, the deep marrow in your bones, your whole body, seated or lying here today. And perhaps in your own way, offering a moment of gratitude, cultivating this attitude of gratitude towards yourself for making the time to practice. Perhaps bringing this awareness with you as you transition to the next moments of your day. You might want to make some movement. Maybe looking around. Thank you for your practice.